And welcome now to the midday for a Wednesday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and we have with us for today musicians right here in our studio, and they consist of a violinist and a violist and a cellist, and they are Naha Greenholz and Madeline Cabot and Vicki Powell. And welcome back to the midday for all of you in one form or another, right?
Yep.
Okay,
yeah, great. Yeah, I've been here in September, and I think also at the end of last season, so thanks for having us.
Well, it's a busy time, and you are out, the three of you, performing a concert soon?
Yeah, we have a concert coming up on Saturday night, December 19th at 7:30. We're playing at St. Andrew's Episcopal, which is at 1833 Regent Street.
And what will you be playing on that occasion? Does anybody anybody remember?
Yeah, we'll be playing a few selections by Dohnányi, his serenade for violin, viola, and cello, and then also a short little work by Haydn, and then also a Beethoven string trio, Opus 9, number 1.
We'll get to hear some of that now, won't we?
Yep.
Starting with Dohnányi, who had one of those careers who spanned two continents, Hungarian born, and then came to this country, wound up teaching at Florida State University mm-hmm. for the last good portion of his life.
Yeah, well, interesting story as a well-known pianist and one of the more famous Hungarian composers of his time, even more than Bartok and Kodály. But really his best-known works now are the Serenade, which we'll be playing, and then also his string quintet. And I think his other compositions were more Brahmsian. He was more looking back into the German tradition, but this is certainly rooted in Hungarian style.
Well, of course, don't forget his variations on Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star for piano and orchestra, quite the undertaking, and actually very comical in places, too. So you're going to be playing a couple of movements from the Serenade for String Trio, then, the Opus 10, and this would be a march and the Romance. Is the first two movements of the Serenade.
That's right. We'll open with a jaunty march. It's very upbeat and happy music. And then the Romance, the second movement, opens with a beautiful viola solo. And then the viola kind of dissolves away into a series of arpeggios, and cello and violin take over in a kind of passionate duet.
Thank you.
The March and Romance, the first two movements of the String Serenade, the String Trio Serenade, by Ernst von Dohnányi, his Opus 10, one of the most famous of his many works. And the performers were Naha Greenholz, violin, Madeline Cabot, cello, and Vicky Powell, viola. And they're performing a concert Saturday night in Madison. And it's going to include the entire Dohnányi Serenade. And everything which you said is not surprisingly true. Naha, it does have a little Hungarian turn into it, and then it melts into from one instrument to the next.
Yeah, and I think also it's remarkable how he manages right off the bat to really fill out the space and make it sound like there are more than three-string instruments.
Yeah, isn't that interesting how powerful even three string instruments can be. Sound like almost at times like a full string orchestra.
Yeah, especially with ringing open strings.
Is that the trick?
I think so. I think we figured it out.
I got to figure it out. Seemed to. Yeah, you certainly got a lot of oomph out of that performance. And now each of you has another more than one life, actually, in addition to being in the string trio. Naha, you're the concertmaster of the Madison Symphony.
I am, and also the Quad City Symphony.
Also the Quad City Symphony. What are the Quad Cities? I always have to be reminded.
Oh.
Rock Island? And,
Moline, Rock Island, Davenport, and one more. Oh, Bettendorf.
Bettendorf. Okay. Well, if that ever turns up on a 12:30 quiz,
yes,
you'll know why.
Trivia for you.
And what about you, Madeline?
I am currently principal cellist of the Amarillo Symphony down in Texas.
Oh, my gosh. Talk about, do you get a few frequent flyer miles for that?
Actually, I just reached gold status 3 days ago on my way back from Texas.
So you get to spend time in those, like, executive lounges and things in the airports.
I guess. Well, I get free checked bags now, which is always nice.
Ah, but, nice. Okay. And yeah. So with a cello, that that is a plus, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I also, I am a visiting artist at La Sierra University, which is in Orange County, California. So I go there a few times a year.
Wow. Yeah, so you, you're as itinerant as any musician.
Of airport time.
Yeah. And what about you, Vicky?
Well, since I last visited Madison, I've moved to Berlin, Germany.
Really?
And I'm basing my music career out of Berlin and playing with the Dalian String Quartet all across Europe.
Should I ask why? I mean, obviously Berlin has a good central location, but is there any particular reason you chose that central location?
Well, Berlin is sort of the center of the arts scene in Europe, and the bonus is that it's an incredibly cheap city to live in.
Really?
And there's so much going on. Fantastic food. It's very international, so it's a wonderful place to live.
Well, enjoy that. And so how often do you come back over this way?
Well, I've been lucky to be in Madison a few times already this fall. I played with the WISO Youth Orchestra back in November
for
the 50th anniversary celebration. And now I'm back here for the holidays and also joining this wonderful string trio.
Great. Well, I'm glad you could all connect. And, you know, today, December 16th, is a birthday. Are you aware of that?
Whose birthday?
Oh, my gosh. His name is Beethoven.
Oh, wow.
And so this seems like serendipity that you actually have Beethoven on the program.
Yeah.
We do. We brought the second movement from Opus 9, number 1, his trio in G major. And Beethoven, as you can tell from Opus 9, it's an early work. He composed these string trios before he started on his important work with string quartets. And unfortunately, he never returned to string trios. We just have the three that he wrote early in his life. And the second movement is a kind of a romance of it in its own right, kind of like the last work we just played. And it's lyrical, and it manages to be expressive and tender throughout, and yeah.
So this is a composer who would have been in his 20s still, mm-hmm. writing this.
Yeah, early work, same as Doknani, actually.
Okay, good. Two 20-somethings represented in our composers. All right, so here it is from the Opus 9, number 1 string trio by Beethoven, Trio in G. Thank you. does indeed sound like a romance. Technically speaking, it's just an adagio from the string trio in G, Opus 9, number 1 by Beethoven. It's the second movement and played live in our studio this afternoon during the midday by Naha Greenholz, violin, Madeline Cabot, cello, and Vicky Powell, viola. And now have you played as a trio before?
No, the first time was actually Monday night.
No kidding, just for this concert. And the concert again is Saturday night? This Saturday night?
That's right.
Saint
Saturday night.
Stephen's?
St. Andrew's Episcopal.
Got the wrong saint. Okay, St. Andrew's.
1833 Regent Street. So.
And that's what time?
It's at 7:30, so hopefully all your holiday shopping will be done, and you'll be looking to hear some warm string music.
Yeah, it is warm indeed. I mean, that's exactly the word that came to mind when you were playing the Beethoven in particular just now.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm sure you're going to have a great time with that. Do you have plans to play again as a trio? Has it been a good experience?
Well, we're having a blast together, and, you know, we're finding so many similarities. We all went to Juilliard, though at different times. We'd never managed to run into each other before, but we also discovered we're really great at color coordinating without planning ahead of time.
Now, that's a good question. I've never asked this question before, and that is when you have, three ladies performing like this, do you consult ahead of time on wardrobe?
Oh, that discussion has been had, but we have not come to a conclusion yet.
There are pictures pending to make the final decision. Uh-huh.
That's some of the fun part of playing with other ladies.
Yeah, I suppose so. I suppose. Well, you'll have a great time, and I hope you'll do some more of that, as a trio.
Oh, yeah, I hope so as well. Thank you so much for having us.
A great pleasure having the three of you play here for the midday today.